Summer lovers rejoice, but be careful. A heat wave is coming this week. A heat dome will affect us beginning Monday afternoon. Maximum temperatures above 30 are expected all week, with the hottest being Monday and Tuesday as temperatures soar to 32, followed by overnight lows of 19 and 21 respectively. Watch out for heat-related impacts such as heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Heat exhaustion does not usually need emergency medical help if you can cool down within 30 minutes. If it turns into heat stroke, it needs to be treated as an emergency, says the National Health Service. Check for signs of heat exhaustion. The signs of heat exhaustion include tiredness, dizziness, headache, feeling sick or being sick, excessive sweating and skin becoming pale and clammy or getting a heat rash, but a change in skin color can be harder to see on brown and black skin, cramps in the arms, legs and stomach, fast breathing or heartbeat, a high temperature, being very thirsty, weakness. If someone is showing signs of heat exhaustion, they need to be cooled down and given fluids. Things you can do to cool someone down. If someone has heat exhaustion, follow these four steps. Move them to a cool place. Remove all unnecessary clothing like a jacket or socks. Get them to drink a sports or rehydration drink, or cool water. Cool their skin, spray or sponge them with cool water and fan them. Cold packs, wrapped in a cloth and put under the armpits or on the neck, are good too. Stay with them until they're better. They should start to cool down and feel better within 30 minutes.